Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety Fact Podcast. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I'm the owner of Child Anxiety Support, a membership for parents of anxious kids. I have my master's in clinical counseling and additional postgraduate training in child anxiety disorders, including exposure and response prevention and the Supportive Parenting for Anxious Childhood Emotions Program, or SPACE program, which was designed by Dr. Ellie Lebowitz of the Yale Child Study Center. I'm also certified in infant toddler mental health. FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and each week I'll be answering your questions about childhood and teen anxiety. Let's get started. This week's question is a little more philosophical than usual. It's, why is it that parents tend to get blamed for their child's anxiety? Well, frankly, I think parents get blamed for everything when it comes to our kids. It's not just anxiety. It's everything. Parents get blamed for kids who tantrum, kids who whine, kids who struggle in school, or kids who struggle with life. Parents just get blamed, period. Now, it's tricky because our parenting does have a big impact on our children, and our choices do shape who they are. I mean, I think it's a lot of nature, but that nature is certainly shaped by our nurture. Basically, I believe we are born with personalities and tendencies and preferences and strengths, and those things are impacted by our environment, including, importantly, our parents. That makes parents awfully powerful, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot that's out of our control. I think it's important, too, to recognize the two-way street of parenting. We do shape our kids, but they shape us as well. There's a lot of research about this, but the information hasn't really drifted down to the kind of common sense understanding that is the reality of parenting. Some children are more difficult. They're more sensitive. They're more reactive than others. And when we have kids like that, we learn to handle them more gently, which can look like enabling to people outside of the relationship. For example, lots of us rock our babies to sleep for a long time. Some babies grow out of it, some babies don't. And some of us do get trapped into remaining part of our children's sleep routine, like laying down with them or staying in the room with them until they're 10 or 11 or even older. If you talk to somebody about that, they might say it's your fault for always staying with them, that you shouldn't have started that so-called bad habit of laying down with them. But they don't know. If you've got a toddler or a preschooler who desperately needs sleep and who falls apart if you're not with them, then of course you're going to stay with them. It works until it doesn't. It's not the parent's fault that there is now a 10 or 11 or even older kid who can't sleep alone. I think we have to stop thinking about blame and fault and instead say, is that still working? Does that parent still want to lay down with them? Is it preventing that child from gaining some new skills that they're going to need? Are they missing out on slumber parties? Is the parent missing out on adult time? Basically, it works until it doesn't work. It's not helpful to say, you shouldn't have done it in the first place, because it's not even true. You do what works until it doesn't work, and then you do something different. That's why I say it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. As parents, when we need or want change, we will have to upend our routines in order to create change. So it may not be our fault if our child still can't sleep alone, but we will need to take action if our child is stuck and we or they are suffering for it. I know parents feel guilty when they realize that they are responsible for changing things up because they look back and say, oh, I should have done it differently. But thinking that way is not helpful. You did it that way, whatever way it was, because it worked, or else you thought it would work. I mean, it made sense for you to do it that way. Now it doesn't make sense. So now you get to reassess and do things differently. That's all. No blame. It's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. There are lots of things like that. Maybe we used to play tennis, but now our knees hurt, so we start taking swimming instead. Tennis was great until it wasn't. It's not our fault we have bad knees, and it wasn't a bad idea to play tennis. It was a good idea until swimming became a better idea. You wouldn't beat yourself up for playing tennis, right? Or at least I hope you wouldn't. When it comes to anxiety, it's super easy to get stuck in patterns and routines that make things worse. Remember, 94 to 99% of all parents with anxious kids and teens get stuck, which means you are not alone. But you have the opportunity to learn from these stats, to learn from the research, and figure out what you're going to do to change things up. When we know better, we get the opportunity to do better. And if we know better and choose not to do better, well, then we need to take a long, hard look at what's stopping us. In my work with parents, I can say that the common barriers to upending those anxious patterns are lack of information. Parents don't know what to do or how to do it, even if they do know instinctively that something has to change. Lack of support. All that blame we get isn't helpful and is often hurtful. And finally, their child's behavior, which tends to get worse when we parents try to shift things up. What happens is the family continues to struggle, and everyone and their brother has advice to give, which only makes things more confusing, and the parents feel worse, which makes change that much harder. I will tell you right now that anyone with solid training on supporting anxious kids and their families knows that you got here not because you care too little, but because you care, period. You care about your kids, you're trying to do right by them, and parenting an anxious child is confusing and exhausting. It's hard to make the right decisions when those decisions aren't always clear, and you're ground down by the reality of parenting an anxious child. But I want you to remember that you did not create your child's anxiety, that the patterns that we fall into are ones that are common and understandable, and that you can do things differently when you're ready. Note, I said when you're ready, which might be before your child is ready, but we can plan for that too. Sometimes, as parents, we're reluctant to ask for help because we're afraid that someone's going to blame us or tell us everything we're doing wrong. I would say if the person who's supposed to be helping you comes at you with that attitude, they are the wrong person to help you. Because again, it's not that you're doing things wrong, it's that there might be a better way to do things right. Just because what you're doing is no longer working doesn't mean that you haven't been doing a great job. It means that you and your child are growing and your parenting needs to grow too. That's all. No shame, no blame. Just the facts. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. If you have a question you would like me to answer on the show, please go to childanxietysupport.com/FAQ. And if you'd like to learn more about the Child Anxiety Support membership, please go to childanxietysupport.com. The membership offers courses, live events, and community to help you design a personalized program to free your family from the trap of child anxiety. I hope you'll consider subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with any friends or family who you think might find it helpful. You can get more of my child anxiety content over at Instagram, where I'm Dawn Friedman, MSED, or on Facebook at the Child Anxiety Support page. Thanks again, and have a great week.